Hey, it's Roxy with 99.9 WWCT, and I am so lucky to be sitting in air conditioning Bishop Briggs in her dressing area at Hangout Music Fest 2019. I am very excited to be here. And we were talking before off air, if you will.
Yes.
That you are donating a portion of your proceeds from this weekend.
Yes, to yellowhammerfund.org. It's if you want to know more, go to yellowhammerfund.org. But yeah, I was encouraging other artists to do the same, because I think, you know, the people that were behind the changing of this law, you know, probably aren't in the audience today, you know?
Absolutely.
and I really don't want to punish them when I think we are actually... Oh my gosh, I hear someone in the other room. Wow.
Never mind the man behind the brown door.
Wow. Stay tuned. Who knows what will happen to us. I really wanted to make sure that we were kind of having this moment together, because I think the people in the crowd basically are all on the same page as me. That's my hope.
Absolutely.
I think they're all on the same page that this, it makes no sense and this is really ludicrous. And I hope that we can kind of come together in positivity and light and, you know, use our voices accordingly.
Absolutely. I'd heard rumors, as I'm sure you have as well, other artists that are playing this weekend that have said they may, you know, maybe it's just a rumor, but that they might back out because of this. And this is earth shattering.
Right.
And a basic giant leap backwards for humanity.
Yes.
But I think what you're doing is admirable, and thank you for doing that, and thank you for standing up for those who maybe don't have a voice.
Oh, thank you.
And let's talk about your voice. Ridiculous.
Oh my God, I love your segue. Wow, you're like
River was like very earth shattering and for me, and our listeners love. I mean, it is an earworm you cannot get rid of, and then the meaning behind it. And now Baby,
thank you,
is a little different, shifting gears a little bit.
Yes, I wanted it to be able to kind of have that moment of like, what do I say when I'm alone with girlfriends? And kind of, I've never really released a lighthearted song, but funnily, even though it is lighthearted, it's kind of messed up too. So I didn't go fully lighthearted. Yeah, exactly. It kind of felt exciting to put that out just to show the music, and kind of the music that I'm writing now is kind of a combination of the two worlds.
I like that.
I wanted to give a taste of you know, kind of more direct lyrics and trying to not hide behind my own poetry and metaphors and just be direct, because there's something very liberating about that.
Sure, you don't have to necessarily dissect this. The message is right there.
Yeah.
It's in your face, and
yes,
that's great. And so are you ready to sweat? I see... Now, when I think Bishop Briggs, there's hair involved.
Yes.
So
yes.
I was a little surprised when I walked up, and I'm like, hey, wait, that she kind of looks like her.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'm digging it. Talk about liberating.
Thank you. Yes.
Did you go full shaved head first?
Yes. So I shaved my head because my friend, her name is Arax, she got diagnosed with breast cancer, and I really wanted to show my support. And I am lucky that I was kind of one of those like 14-year-old girls that was like, I would kind of always love to shave my head. So it worked out for me that was something that, you know, made me excited. And I thought it would be important to talk about whatever foundation she believed in most that's been helping her. And for her, it was Susan G. Komen Foundation that's been really helpful. And, it meant a lot to me to be able to do that, and it kind of brought us closer, you know, just in doing that.
So, a little side note,
yes.
Peoria, Illinois, middle of the world where we're from, is the home of Susan G. Komen. And that's where she's buried
what?
There.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
And, that's where she was
wow.
lived. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And they just had, they used to do, the Race for the Cure.
Yes.
And now it's called the More Than Pink Walk. And it just happened this past weekend.
Oh my gosh.
Last weekend.
I
yeah.
love that.
So what a weird little,
wow,
talk about
amazing.
Segues.
I know.
And goosebumps.
This is amazing.
Goosebumps.
Oh, so amazing.
So, you're playing later tonight?
Yes. I'm playing at 3:30. Yes.
Okay.
3:30.
Heat of the day. Fantastic.
Yes. I know. I can't wait. I mean, there is something to me very old school rock and roll about sweating so much, but then the like not so rock and roll is like all my makeup is waterproof. So it's like, I don't think they really talk about that, but I'm really excited.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for using your platform and, you know, 'cause Seriously, this has got to change. Thank you. And yes. Thank you for being a catalyst for that.
No, thank you. You're such and, a ray of light.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes, you are.
I'm so excited to see you perform.
Oh, thank you.
And I think I missed it last year. Did we miss her last year? Or two years ago?
I love that you guys are being honest and admitting that you straight up, you're like, yeah, I think we were gone.
You know, they run us ragged, but it's a good ragged.
Yes, yes.
So, all right, backstage Hangout Music Fest with Bishop Briggs. You guys catch her on 99.9 WWCT, her new single, Baby. And we'll be back with more, and we'll play some of her Facebook Live, some of her performance for you later. All right, guys, have a great day. It's Roxy. See you later.
You're so good.